In 2002, during a live broadcast of the Golden Globe Awards, rock star Bono joyfully accepted an award, and he peppered his speech with what is commonly known as the F word. That's usually not allowed on television, but the Federal Communications Commission did not fine the network. They decided that Bono's use of the F word did not relate to its indecent meaning. Some lawmakers and policy groups were unhappy with that ruling. They want the FCC to reverse its decision. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Just before this year's Golden Globe Awards, Bono told Reuters, "I swear I won't swear." But it might not have mattered. This year, NBC, which broadcasts the show, put a 10-second delay on the live feed so they could quick bleep out any movie star indiscretions. But many in Congress want TV and radio networks and the FCC to go further in cleaning up what today they called the raunchy filth flooding the media. At a hearing on the matter before members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Republican Charlie Bass of New Hampshire said the Bono incident has larger implications for American culture.
I think it's a sad commentary on modern society that people who are well-known, well-educated, and in many instances very famous, resort to this kind of language in order to describe enthusiasm.
And, as another congressman put it, one man's Bono is another man's NFL coach. Several lawmakers noted that pro football fans can also catch stray expletives from the sidelines. These instances have spurred several congressmen to introduce a bill that would increase FCC fines for broadcast indecency tenfold, making the maximum fine $270,000. And Brent Bozell of the Parents Television Council told lawmakers today the FCC should be policing more than just specific bad words, but also explicit innuendo. Bozell read, as an example, this sketch featuring the Saturday Night Live persona, the Church Lady, interviewing child star Macaulay Culkin about overnight visits with Michael Jackson.
Here is the transcript. Church Lady, did he ever dangle anything in front of you at the sleepovers? Culkin, dangle what? Church Lady, oh, I don't know, say his happy man loaf. How about your friends he took to his sleepovers? Did he ever get into Billy's jeans?
Bozell told lawmakers the FCC must start revoking broadcast licenses from stations that air indecent words and innuendo. But Illinois Republican John Shimkus said the FCC should consider the intent of the broadcaster in airing some material. Shimkus gave as an example a mistake he once made on a live radio trivia show when he was asked to give another word for fertilizer. Shimkus said today he regrets he did not respond with manure.
If you go by the letter of law, I'm toast, man. Get my wallet out and pay the dang fine. But I think there's a difference here. If you listen to the opening statements about intent to degrade, intent to abuse, to appeal to the evil part of our sinful nature and degrade.
Shimkus and others said it's obvious some broadcasters' malicious intent is to push the envelope of what's allowed on TV and radio. But at the end of today's hearing, in which virtually no one disagreed about the need for better controls on broadcast airwaves, one congressman quipped, "That takes care of the first 6 channels on the TV. What about the next 300 on cable and satellite?" So far, the FCC has had less control over these so-called private airwaves. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.